Sea to Shore Seafood, which is a veteran and women-owned business in Petersburg, which will use a $250,000 grant to distribute salmon products into new markets while remaining committed to sustainable, traceable fishing.
That's the Agriculture Department's Undersecretary for Rural Development, Xochel Torres-Small, announcing project awards under the Southeast Alaska Sustainability Strategy at a press conference in Juneau. Sea to Shore Seafood Company is a direct marketing business run by husband and wife fishermen Pete and Chelsea Cuteman.
I think the grant itself, you know, it kind of just felt like it was going to be too far out of reach, but we thought, you know, we'll go ahead and try, and our business is unique enough. And yeah, we just went for it, and to actually be one of the recipients who actually received the full amount is really surreal.
Chelsea grew up fishing out of Petersburg. By the time she was 18, she was running a family boat, gill netting, and doing some direct marketing of her catch. Pete was in the Coast Guard stationed in Petersburg when the two met and later got married. They sell their gillnet caught salmon along with spot prawns, halibut, and black cod at farmers markets and through home delivery in Washington State, also shipping to customers through their website. The money will allow the couple to hire some help. He says there are requirements for how it's spent.
You know, as far as hiring people, helping with us cover processing costs, you know, paying the local processors like Coastal and Tonka in town that we work with. And it also is going to enable us to build a new website platform that will allow us to ship nationwide. So we're hoping that this will not only allow us to ship more of our fish, but also helps us, as the last couple of years we've been buying from our fellow fishermen, will allow us to move more of our fellow, you know, fishermen's fish, giving kind of everyone a little bit of a ability to make a little more for their catch.
The Cutemans say they saw increasing interest from customers wanting to know the source of their seafood during the pandemic, as COVID disrupted food supplies and people cooked at home instead of eating out. They're hoping to spread more information about the fishermen that will be supplying their company and getting help from a former Petersburg resident in their product labeling.
Because I just feel like there's such a mystery between, you know, the end consumer and the fisherman and what happens in between. And so we want to be really forthcoming about that. And actually, with our rebranding and design, we have Sage Drilovich, actually, who is doing some graphic design work for us and creating labels that will have actually like fishermen-specific faces on it with, you know, little scan codes to tell, you know, what type of fishing it was, where it was harvested, and a story about the fishermen.
Cuteman says the grant will also allow the company to expand distribution in the lower 48.
With the grant money, we actually just got the keys to a warehouse space here in Washington to actually act as a more of like a distribution center for us, because we want to be pushing and going for a nationwide distribution, and shipping out of Petersburg has a lot of logistical issues around it. And so this will actually help us have a staging point and then be able to offer, you know, next day shipping through FedEx or UPS and things like that. So we're really excited about that.
The couple says the federal funding also will help fulfilling orders and upgrading their packaging. The company has to match the grant money. The Cutemans say they're not looking to expand to compete with larger processors, but will be focusing on selling a small part of the local catch to buyers looking for high-quality seafood. They say it's not an easy process to apply for the grant money, but encourage other direct marketers to seek out that kind of funding. Another project in the area funded is salmon stream restoration work near Cake on Kiu Island. It's one of several that involve a partnership between the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and Alaska Native Tribes. The coalition's executive director, Rob Cadmus, says the plan is to replace woody debris in streams near areas that have been logged.
And that wood is really important, the wood on the stream banks and the wood in the stream. It provides a diverse habitat, essentially. It creates a diverse stream rather than a very simple stream without the wood in it. And so these kind of projects are mimicking the natural conditions to allow time for the wood that the trees that are on the side of the stream now to grow large enough that they can fall in and replace the habitat naturally.
Just over $500,000 goes to restore about 2 miles of Skanakeen Creek and Shorty Creek on Kiu. It's work designed by Forest Service hydrologist Heath Whitaker, and it's likely another year or more before that restoration goes forward. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.